Technology of Leadership. Section 5, Motive Subcategories.
Now that we know about motives, it's time to subdivide. Each of the three social motives, the need for achievement, the need for affiliation, and the need for power, has a variety of subcategories or subcats, as we call them. Like motives, the subcats are also thought patterns. They are the kind of thoughts a person with both a high and dominant motive tends to think naturally. Their presence determines the strength of a motive. The more subcats present, the stronger the dominant motive is in a person. Why are subcats important? They are key to an individual's effectiveness in accomplishing a goal. The presence and frequency of subcategories increases the internal mental practice needed to achieve a desired goal. Here's Susan Pierce.
The strength of a motive is measured by the presence or absence of these subcats. If a person has more subcats present in their thoughts, then the stronger that motive is. In leadership, knowing what motive is dominant in your employees and how strong it is provides you with the understanding to harness their best. Using the subcats is a crucial step in the process.
For those of you who have taken the LPMA workshop, the red, yellow, and green cards list each of the motive subcats in detail. We now want to review them briefly. Many of the subcats are similar across the three motives, but are refocused for the specific motive. There are 10 possible subcategories that characterize the strength of the achievement motive. The achievement subcats are 1. Need. When someone in sales tells you in confidence that she wants to be the top salesperson of the year, that all her life she's wanted to be the best at something really challenging, and this is her chance, this scores for need. Number 2, success anticipation, or SA, is evident when someone anticipates a goal attainment. An employee who believes a project shows great promise anticipates success. 3, failure anticipation, or FA. When a salesman says a new sales strategy is doomed, he's anticipating failure, or FA. 4, personal blocks, or BP. When the progress of a goal or activity is prevented by something within the person or within their control, they score for having a personal block, a BP. 5, world block, or BW. When someone believes an event or quality out in the world outside their control, such as weather or traffic accidents, is preventing them from achieving their goals, they are said to have a world block, or BW. 6. Help, or H, exists when an individual seeks or receives aid from someone else in an achievement-related activity. 7. Activity, or ACT, when someone tells her plans for execution and the steps she's taking to address the situation, she's showing a high level of activity toward the goal. 8. Positive feelings, F+. When someone feels good or anticipates good feelings about an accomplishment, they score for positive feelings. These are universally sought feelings for most of us. We want to feel good about things. 9. Negative feelings, F-. When someone feels bad about failure to attain an achievement goal, sports managers frequently exhibit F+ and F-. Their language and demeanor show they love to win and they hate to lose. 10. Achievement theme, or TH, exists when it's evident that the individual's major plot, theme, or thought process is concerned only with achievement. If power or affiliation is present, achievement theme doesn't score. The secretary who comes in every day committed to do the job well, is perfectly organized, is someone whose theme is achievement-oriented. Subcats for the affiliation motive resemble the ones described above. There are also 10 subcats that characterize the strength of the power motive. 3 were not present for the other motives. As they weren't mentioned in the workshop, let's look at those. Increased prestige, or PA+, can be seen when the concern is with the increase of prestige or position.
I told my supervisor that the only office I would accept is the one next to the vice president's.
Lowered prestige, or PA minus, is present when the concern is about losing position or prestige.
Really, I could not accept working in an office without a window.
Affect, or EFF, is present when an individual responds to another's attempt at power.
I was really intimidated when the supervisor walked in the room.
In summary, the information regarding motives and subcats is considered a cornerstone in the technology of leadership. The goal is to give you the tools to identify the imagery and subcats of others' motives. When you arouse a motive of someone you work with, they become energized to do the job. Their work begins to become a part of who they are.